Jimmie Johnson's 2007 NASCAR Cup season was arguably his best year in racing. The 48 team rattled off 10 wins that year, and Jimmie won his second straight championship. The Chase, as the playoffs were called then, started at New Hampshire Motor Speedway. Johnson's closest rival that year was his Hendrick Motorsports teammate, Jeff Gordon. At the Magic Mile that day, Gordon finished second and Johnson finished sixth. The fact that Johnson had begun the chase as top seed helped offset Gordon's advantage in the final running order that afternoon, and so the two drivers left the race tied for first place in the playoff standings. The next stop was Dover International Speedway, without a doubt Johnson's best track. But an accident with 14 laps to go relegated Jimmie to a 14th place finish in race two of the chase.
Ryan Newman pounds the inside wall. They're going to wad up half the field here on the back straightaway. Jimmie Johnson's involved.
Fortunately for Johnson, Gordon didn't fare much better as he finished in the 11th spot. Race three of the chase took place at Kansas Speedway, where the LifeLock 400 would separate Jimmie and Jeff from the rest of the playoff field. Kyle Busch, Denny Hamlin, Matt Kenseth, and three others found trouble that day, while Johnson and Gordon each scored a top five finish. The NASCAR Cup Series then moved to Talladega Super Speedway for race four of the playoffs. Johnson seemed to be in position to win, but on the final lap, Gordon worked his way around the 48 to take the checkers.
And this is exactly what Jimmie Johnson wants to see. He has the lead. Gordon steps out of line. Gordon goes for the lead on the back straightaway. Johnson, Gordon, wheel to wheel. Stewart pushes Gordon to the lead, but Johnson rallies back down low.
Here comes Tony Stewart. He is literally pushing Jeff Gordon. Jimmie Johnson downstairs, side by side for the lead on the last lap. Gordon leads him off turn four for the final time.
Down to the inside of the track goes Jimmie Johnson. Gordon's going to take the win.
Gordon now found himself leading the standings by 9 points over Johnson. Race five in the chase, Charlotte Motor Speedway, a place where Jimmie Johnson had won 5 times previously. The team was confident entering the weekend and was hoping to take control of the championship battle. Things went well early, but Johnson spun with 100 laps to go, and the best he could muster was a 14th place finish. Jeff Gordon ended the day in victory lane for the second week in a row, propelling him to a 68-point advantage. Race 6 would take place at the Martinsville Speedway. Gordon led the most laps, but with 50 circuits to go, it was Johnson who took the lead and brought the Lowe Chevrolet home for his first win of the chase.
Yellow flag out as Jimmie Johnson races off into turn number one. Ryan Newman was trying to make the move, the caution and the white being displayed. That means Jimmie Johnson's going to victory lane again here at Martinsville Speedway.
Gordon finished third, and as a result, he retained his lead atop the playoff standings. But that would soon change. From the short track at Martinsville, it was on to the Atlanta Motor Speedway, where Jimmie Johnson was a man on a mission, scoring his second win in a row. From Atlanta, the scene shifted to Texas Motor Speedway, where Jimmie snagged his third consecutive win. And then, at the Phoenix Raceway, Jimmie ran his string to 4 straight victories.
Absolutely brilliant race run by Jimmie Johnson, Chad Knaus, and the team. A championship effort for sure. Jimmie Johnson leads him off turn four.
Moving for the 10th time this year, he is championship material. Jimmie Johnson will win the Checker Auto Parts 500 at Phoenix.
Very blessed, very thankful. I cannot believe 10 wins in 1 year. This is unbelievable.
By the time Johnson got to the final race of the year at the Homestead Miami Speedway, he not only had surpassed Gordon, but also had built an 86-point lead atop the chase standings. Johnson finished the day at Homestead in 7th place in the running order, and it was more than enough to secure his second straight championship in the NASCAR Cup Series.
Jimmie Johnson wins his second Nextel Cup title. He'll win the honor over Jeff Gordon here tonight by finishing in the 7th position.
It's just a dream come true for me to go to back-to-back championships, win as many races as we have. I've got guys that just give me their heart and soul. I have a crew chief that's is my best friend. It's just amazing the relationship we've had, been able to build, and the success we've been able to have while having fun through all of this. It's quite a pleasure.
This has been 48 Stories with Jimmie Johnson.